Conservation groups have reached a settlement that will stop the Nestle Corporation from drawing water from the San Bernardino National Forest. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
For the last several years, Nestle has been drawing up to 162 million gallons of water a year from the San Bernardino National Forest. That's according to the Center for Biological Diversity, one of the three conservation groups spearheading the legal battle against Nestle. The groups charge that Nestle's multi-billion-dollar water bottling operation has left Strawberry Creek, a delicate spring-fed area within the forest, at dangerously low water levels. They say that puts endangered species and the entire forest ecosystem at risk.
The stream flow gauges on Strawberry Creek show that it is flowing at its lowest level since recordings began 100 years ago.
Michael Ohini is the executive director of Story of Stuff, which he describes as a million-person global community dedicated to changing the way we make, use, and throw away stuff. The organization is one of the three groups involved in the settlement, which will end Nestle's use of a so-called zombie permit, one that expired 30 years ago, but that they still use through an agreement with the Forest Service. This new settlement ends that.
Under that settlement, the Forest Service is required in the next 30 days to make a decision whether to deny or issue a new permit to Nestle for the infrastructure on the forest.
Ohini says the Forest Service could just end up issuing another permit that's just as bad for the forest as the old one, but he says his organization is prepared for that.
If they deny it outright, huge victory for the natural resources owned by the public. And if they issue a new permit, which we suspect that they will, we'll challenge that new permit.
For Ohini, this case isn't just about protecting the forest. It's also about protecting Southern California's water supply.
You know, more than anything, the San Bernardino National Forest was created to help protect waters. It's an oasis in Southern California in terms of actually having water. And so the fact that we're letting this foreign company come in and remove water in a drought-impacted ecosystem when Californians were all asked to reduce their water take, you know, to my mind is a travesty. We should be putting more water back into that ecosystem, not allowing this company to take it out.
A Nestle spokesperson told KVCR, quote, "We have worked hard throughout this process to provide the Forest Service with all requested information for them to be able to make a fully informed decision in this matter." The spokesperson added that Nestle is looking forward to collaborating with the Forest Service to implement a new management plan for the operation in the San Bernardino National Forest. The Forest Service now has a month to deny them a permit or issue a new one. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.